You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Ron Atapatu, president and founder of Overseas Cargo Incorporated, or SHIP, OCI, a third-party logistics provider specializing in refrigerated cargo, cross-docking, ocean freight, trucking, rail, air, and inventory tracking for worldwide supply chain management solutions. Ron, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, and I'm glad to be here, and I'd be happy to explain my business.
And we're certainly looking forward to that. So for starters, why don't you tell us about SHIP OCI and how it came to be?
I come from the retail and the manufacturing sector, primarily in the food side. And I've been in that business working for very large companies for 27 years. And my last employer that I worked for 20-plus years one day decided to outsource all of the logistics setups for the retail operation. And it ended up me starting a company and basically providing an in-house logistics solution to my employer. And that was the start of SHIP OCI, and since then we have expanded SHIP OCI to a truck brokerage operation, a software development for logistics, and warehouse operation, and most recently an in-house trading office for business-to-business assortments for the food sector.
And your daughter, Shawnee, is now vice president of the company. I like that. Now, was it always your intention to create a family business?
Not really. Actually, I was trying to steer my kids away from the logistics business because after spending this many years in logistics, which is a very fast-moving, low-margin, quite a tough business, I thought they could do something different than what I have been doing all my life. But my older daughter, who was pursuing master's in finance and international business, ended up doing an intern in my company during her last year and didn't leave me. Decided that this is what she wanted to do and basically kind of got deeper and deeper involved into my business. And today she's basically managing my operations on a global basis.
That's a story in itself for sure, inspiring one as well. Tell us about your proprietary software, RapidLink, which offers customers a transparent and interactive interface when it comes to supply chain management.
Yeah, I have dabbled in software all my time in large corporations. I have some education in the software enterprise side. And when I went into business, I felt strongly the logistics sector was moving into the technology side much faster than any other parts of the retail business. And I developed, I started a cloud-based system in 1996, which was way before when the word cloud was even known to anybody. And from an enterprise point of view. And then today we have a complete cloud-based logistics application, but it is primarily based on purchase order management. So I have developed the software geared towards my customers and my suppliers rather than the traditional logistics software that are tailored towards warehousing, inventory management, and stuff like that. And our software now is a very comprehensive package. It manages the business aspects of the logistics sector, as well as the sales, operations, pricing, quoting, inventory management, warehousing, the whole, you know, everything is being managed, and we are continuously developing it. We have a team of IT engineers that manages the software 24/7 and makes all the enhancement to it. At the moment, we are in 6.1 version, and we are quite happy with the software because it gives us a lot of flexibility to provide our customers a tailored service.
Today we're joined by Ron Attapattu, President and Founder of Overseas Cargo Incorporated, or SHIP OCI, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Ron, how will this software play a role in revolutionizing the logistics sector?
In my years in the retail sector and what I have viewed as the development of the 3PL operations worldwide, the 3PL business has changed, but many players in the 3PL has not. They continue to provide the same service and pretty much do the traditional 3PL work. In our view and my software development, we are targeting the client in a value-added service where we can automate and provide the transparency to our customers and our suppliers in a way that they are not getting from any other 3PL operation. For example, in our 3PL logistics, we have a software module that will allow our clients who are visiting various trade shows, especially overseas trade shows, to snap a picture of an item that they like and immediately create an order and create a prompt mechanism to track that order from the financial side of the transaction to the manufacturing to the ordering of raw material, all of the things that they need to know about the manufacturing process to the final delivery of those goods on schedule. So I think in our way of looking at it, we play a role to our clients that is way beyond the traditional logistics operation that offers inventory or warehousing or trucking or transportation. For us, it's a bigger picture, a bigger control of the sector, as well as for our customer, it's a one-shop place where he gets a complete, transparent view of his order.
Very impressive, without a question. Finally, what advice do you have for young entrepreneurs who are looking to get into the logistics space today?
Well, you know, this is a good question because we are constantly looking for talent. Good talent in logistics is very hard to come by. And what I am noticing, and I would advise young people, especially who wants to get into this field, in the world of logistics today, technology, advancement, and the future development of various applications are in the forefront. You have heard how Amazon is trying to deliver things with a drone. I think that sets the stage and the standards for everybody else to catch up. So I like to see young people who are immersed in looking at the business side, you know, from a technology point of view, as well as those who are very keen and is able to differentiate the analytical side of the business. We deal with very precise information, detailed information, and it is important for people to be able to focus on the detail because our clients expect us to provide very accurate information and we got to be on top of it. And so for any young person who is aspiring to be into this field must understand that they are getting and treading a field that requires a great deal of knowledge in the technology sector as well as focus on details. I think that's probably the most key important thing for a young person to consider when they get into this field.
Well, Ron, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you today to get us up to speed and to know more about overseas cargo or ship OCI. Tell us where we can get more information online about your company.
Yes, you can visit our website, shipoci.com, and that will obviously direct you to a prompt, and you can ask us any questions. We're happy to answer. And from a business development point of view, there is a section to obtain just generic 3PL rates and pricing, and we would be happy to accommodate any of those inquiries or provide information. And we are there to help businesses, whether they do business domestically or internationally.
Well, Ron, thank you so much. We certainly wish your company all the best, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, and look forward to talking to you again, Eric. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. I look forward to that opportunity as well. We've been speaking with Ron Attapattu, president and founder of Overseas Cargo Incorporated, or Ship OCI, a third-party logistics provider specializing in refrigerated cargo, cross-docking, ocean freight, trucking, rail, air and inventory tracking for worldwide supply chain management solutions. And once again, the website of reference is shipoci.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.